Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine and is looking back at the remarkable career of local TV legend Stuart White.
Here is the news. One of our best loved and most respected television journalists has produced a brilliant book about his life and times and more. Stuart White looks back over a remarkable career on radio and television, writing about the people he has met, interviewed, reported on, and worked with in this country and across the world. The old and the young, the rich and the poor, the good and the bad. For more than 37 years, Stuart presented Look East on the BBC across the eastern counties. For most of that time, he was on air 5 nights a week, telling us what was going on across our neck of the woods. He really was part of family life, and with more than 8,000 editions under his belt, it was one of the longest uninterrupted runs presenting the same programme in British television history. But there was one piece of news that shocked viewers and all those working alongside him. That was in 2021, when he announced on air he was retiring and it would be his last programme. Now, that wasn't in the script. It came as a real shock to colleagues and viewers. His book, See You at 6:30, is a great piece of work and kicks off with a chapter about the time he, with cameraman Steve Hubbard and producer George Milner Smith, headed to Hollywood to meet the movie star and Norfolk-based war hero James Stewart. James told Stewart he still thought about the whole military experience almost every day. "Greater than being in the movies?" asked Stewart. Yeah, much greater," replied James. They also met another American film star based in Norfolk during the Second World War. His name was Walter Matthau, and I remember him telling Stewart the first stage he walked onto was at the Theatre Royal in Norwich. Of course, not every day in the life of a regional news presenter involves a trip to Hollywood and coffee by a pool with a movie star, he writes. Some days are a struggle, some stories challenging, and some people very difficult. For nearly 40 years and more than 8,000 editions of Look East, there is not a day I would change, said Stewart. The son of a Wiltshire farmer looks back at his early years and when he joined the BBC, working in various roles at Radio Brighton, Radio Derby, and then the commercial radio station Birmingham BRMB. The star interviews came rolling in and included Michael Jackson, Cliff Richard, Sophia Loren, Joan Collins, Dirk Bogarde, and so many more. Turning the pages, we get to read about the celebrities and what makes them tick. And then Stewart heard about a vacancy presenting the nightly 6:30 news programme for the BBC in Norwich, taking over from Ian Masters. He was offered the job, and over the following 200 pages, Stewart writes about those days in such a compelling way, and we get a rare insight into what goes on before and after the cameras are switched off. Stewart lives in South Norfolk, and the book is dedicated to his wife Jane, his children and grandchildren, and they can all be proud of him.